Arguing with what is completely insane. And what I mean by that is to disagree with how things are right at this moment is crazy. It's crazy because it's a fact. However things are at this moment is exactly how they are. And arguing with it only makes you miserable. And I know I've done it a lot in my life. Well, you might say, what do you mean by arguing with how things are? My daughter just went through about an hour-long screaming bout. I changed her diaper, her mom just fed her a little while before, and she just seemed unhappy. I tried some of the normal things and they didn't work. She just screamed and screamed and screamed. And to argue with that looks like this. Well, she shouldn't be screaming, or stop screaming, or all of those rejections of what's going on. Oh, she's screaming right now. Like right now, she's quiet. It's easier to see how not to argue when things are quiet and peaceful. Like, for example, there's a plane flying overhead right now. And I used to argue with it. I'd say, damn plane, you're wrecking my video. And I'd argue and fight with it. And I just try and film over it most of the time now. You can hear it in the background a little bit. And it goes away soon enough. Because it's usually easier. It's not that big of a disturbance in the force most of the time. But I used to argue with it. I'd say, that's damn plain. It's ruining my video. Stop. Oh, it's getting so loud. And this resistance, this argument with what is would come up. And this fight. And it's so obvious in my daughter because that's what she does. She feels something she doesn't like hunger or pain in the form of bowel movements or anything similar to that. And she just... I hate it. And she just screams and yells. And even from me, doing that energy for just a second just disturbed her a little bit. And she is arguing with how things are. And she's only a week and a half old. And she screams and yells at how she feels. And she goes into a towering rage. And it's a miracle if any of us can ever get past living like that. If you can ever just peacefully deal with how things are without screaming like an infant. And there's nothing wrong with how she is. She's just perfect. She suffers a lot whenever she's hungry or has to go to the bathroom because she tenses up. I hate it. And she argues. She screams, she fights, she thrashes, she hates how things are. She could communicate to us a lot easier. She could just, you know, my diaper's wet. Like once, she wouldn't have to put her whole body into hating it. You might say, well, that's all she knows how to do now. That's all I knew how to do most of my life. Now, I didn't go around actually showing it. What I learned how to do was to keep that same energy strictly in my mind, but it would often come out in various forms like anger. It would come out with saying nasty things. How many people do you know go around like an infant right now instead of getting their hands and fists and all their whole body tense? The words they say come out of their mouth are tense. The words they say communicate the exact same emotion as an infant crying and screaming, and sometimes the body will actually match the same language. There will be the eyes closing and the fists pounding and the legs flailing, the same as an infant. To me, it's a miracle to ever get past that in your whole life. If you want a purpose for your life, it's to live with some peace and grace and acceptance and to not argue with what is. Because when you argue with what is, you ultimately create a reality that's worse, that's even more worth arguing with. And see, I could argue right now that my daughter's making some noise. The fact is, well, this moment changes. Now she's not making noise. She did just make a noise. And if I argue with it, all I do is make myself miserable. Acceptance often looks like just adapting to the moment. So if she goes into a full screaming, towering rage, I stop filming the video. And whenever she's done, then I can pick up. She got to sleep for about 10 minutes before it felt like, hey, maybe I should give a video a try. I had thought I might get straight up and make lots of videos this morning, but with my dower in a screaming rage and my wife desperately needing some sleep while I watched the baby, that making videos did not work. And now I could have got pissed off and said, damn it, I need to make these videos. I need to do this now. People need this. What people need is for me to do what's needed every moment and to not project what I think should be done on top of what is, because that's crazy. And it's amazing to see how many different forms it takes. Often as you get older, it will take the form of complaints. Things like playing a video game and saying, well, the game should be designed this way, and this isn't good the way how people use it, and it's not right what this programming aspect of it is. This character is not very good. I don't like how they are. And that's often the form it takes as you get older. This person's not behaving how they should be. My mother's not doing something she's supposed to. My son isn't acting how he ought to. My daughter is not doing. My son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my mother-in-law, they're not doing what they're supposed to, and that's why I'm miserable. That's how life often gets. It's the same basic functionality as being an infant. It's that rejection of what is, because somehow you know better than what actually exists. And this video has provided me with great opportunities to demonstrate that I really mean what I'm saying, that I'm not acting. And in other words, like, there's a siren in the background. There was a plane that came overhead. And now if I projected what I thought was perfect, I'd say all background noise should be completely quiet while I'm filming. I'm grateful I have a student in one of my courses, and she's struggling with the same thing I did when I was filming on a more regular basis. The frustration every time any kind of background noise came in, as if whatever background noise it was the universe saying F you to my video production. That, don't you know, I've got something important to do that I'm trying to film here. And every time I did that, it hurt. And yet, I was so used to that hurt for most of my life, I accepted that as how you felt being alive. That to be alive was to be in pain. And the pain of being alive is basically that resistance. That something's always wrong with how it is. My hair doesn't look quite how it should. My body doesn't look quite how it should. My partner doesn't look how they should. The house doesn't look how it should. The baby, the clothes, the people around me, the computer, the sounds. There's always, when you have that pain of life going, there's always something wrong all the time. There's always something to cry about. There's always something to get frustrated with. And I'm grateful today I don't have to live like that. And I have this gift that I can accept how things are pretty easily most of the time. I was talking to my mom last night, and I had a harder time than usual accepting exactly how things were. And I got a little depressed and a little mopey, which to me is much better than the angry reaction I used to have to everything. And my wife said something like the lines of, you know, often after your talk with your parents, my dad's not on this earth anymore, and his body at least, so it's just mom now. My wife noticed often I would get upset after talking with my parents, and especially whenever my parents were suffering. For some reason, it seems pretty easy to accept whenever my daughter's crying or having a hard time. When your mom's having a hard time, when your mom's the one who went through and raised you up when you were like this, for me it's often harder to accept when my mom's really struggling and I can't help her. And so my wife pointed that out, and then I was able to accept the resistance. If you can't accept the thing itself, if something so awful has happened to you, you just say, I can't accept that. Someone you've loved has died, or you've lost a job, or you've lost a friendship, you've lost a house. If you just can't accept the thing itself, and Eckhart Tolle says this, I like this, you can accept the resistance to the thing itself. So once I saw last night, oh, okay, I'm resisting. I'm saying no to how the conversation with my mom went. She's doing good. She just was a bit sad last night, and I was a bit sad last night, and I didn't feel like I was able to be very helpful for her. And I then resisted that. I started getting a little anxious, trying to run into the future and say, well, in the future, everything will be great because I'm going to do this, 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 and that. And I was trying to run away from the non-acceptance. So once my wife, you know, are you okay? What's going on? I said, I'm a little depressed, a little mopey at the moment. It's okay. And as soon as she helped me see what I was doing, oh, I talked to my mom and I didn't react very well to that. Okay. I can see the non-acceptance now that's happening this moment. I'm still reacting. Oh, okay, I can accept that I'm not reacting very well. And then the non-acceptance of the thing itself disappears. So like with my daughter, if she starts screaming or crying and I can't handle it, damn it, you should be quiet. My wife needs a nap. I can at least accept, oh, okay, I'm resisting how things are. I'm fighting with how things are, and that's what's happening, okay? And then the thing itself often will disappear. And it often helps to take just a deep breath, because the easiest way to accept how things are is just to take a deep breath and feel gratitude that you're alive right now. Because that's something to be grateful for. And see, now she's screaming. And so acceptance doesn't mean you just go on. I'll pause the video until she calms down. As you can see, I am back now, minus one baby. She's now feeding. And it was fine. I noticed this time when she woke up and was crying, oh, okay, maybe she needs a diaper change. But then after I changed her diaper, she still was crying. Then her mom finished her nap, and now she's feeding her. And that's the difference between arguing with how things are and just accepting them. Like, okay, she's crying right now. Is there anything I can do based on what she's doing? And changing the diaper, yes. Once the diaper's changed, no, that's it. Right now we're doing breastfeeding only. As my wife will get up whenever she gets up. She just got like a 2 or 3 hour nap between feeds. So what else is there for me to do? I just sat with her while she cried for 10 or 20 minutes and just held her and sat with her. And she just cried and screamed the whole time. And I didn't even make a big effort to console her. Like I'm just sitting with her. I love her. I'm sitting there peacefully with her. And she's crying and screaming. In other words, if she wants to cry and scream, that's fine for her. I don't have to cry and scream. I don't have to resist what she's doing in the form of trying to force her to be quiet. Oh, stop crying. Like, if you're going to cry, go ahead and cry. Like, if that's what you are going to do, okay, do it. I won't resist what you are doing. I will make room for you to cry and sit here and give you a loving, peaceful space to cry in. And often that will help her just in and of itself. She'll just look at me and stop crying sometimes. And I'll do things like walk her around or bounce her a little bit. But the basic thing with life is you do what you can and then you just make space for life to exist. When you start trying to do more than you can and you start trying to dictate what should happen, life becomes miserable really quickly. I thank God that I've got the chance to be a father like this and not how I was before. I was not fit to be a father most of my life. I was very impatient, quick to get upset, and I resisted everything all the time. I remember one day at the end of the day being pissed off about the soap dispenser in the bathroom at the office. I mean, really pissed off about it, because it shouldn't be like that. This is stupid. Damn soap dispenser. It screws up and either gives you nothing or it shoots out this absurd amount of soap and you gotta wash your hands off and it's annoying and I gotta deal with it like 5 or 10 times a day. I got like that, and I said to my wife, I realize this is stupid, but why am I so upset over it? Well, I was so upset over that thing in particular because it was what I was doing across the board. I was always thinking everything wasn't good enough. Everything's not how it should be. I was thinking things like, oh, the house I live in's fine now, but it'd be a lot better. We're going to have a better house in the future. And life's miserable like that. And my daughter provides a good example. She gets miserable and she's honest at this point. She doesn't hide her feelings or try and manipulate things. She just either loves how things are and often falls asleep in that state, or hates how things are and screams and yells and cries. Or she's kind of peaceful sometimes in the middle, which is a loving, peaceful state. So she either is loving or peaceful, or she's in absolute pain and misery. There's not all that in between that we learn. And yet, no matter how much you learn to manage and hide your pain and misery, it still is there at the foundation of what's going on until you look at how you're responding to life. An infant may not have any choice. My mom and my grandma say that I was one of the worst babies they'd ever seen, which goes on to explain most of my adult life very well. And so I'm grateful today to have the chance to live a life where I accept how things are. I pray today to accept things how they are. And I pray to make space for things to exist. A space where I can take right action and not action out of resistance. I pray that you have the same chance today, that you can accept how things are instead of fighting against them. And then you can take right action from a peaceful place where you're not trying to punch back at life, where you see how life is and you accept how it is and you do the next right thing based on how it is right now. If your child's crying, you see if you can figure out why they're crying. If you can't figure out why they're crying, then you might just have to sit there with them and give them space to cry. If your wife, boss, coworker, friend, family member is doing something like being angry or crying or hostile, you can accept, oh, okay, they're having a hard time. It doesn't mean I have to have a hard time with them. I can give them space to hurt, and I can lead by example. I can show them a peaceful place they can come to if they want to. So thank you very much for being here with me. I value your feedback. I'd love to know what you think of this, and I hope you have a great day today.